Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All right, let's get to it. So we're going to talk about NVIDIA. NVIDIA committed 500. Well, before we talk about NVIDIA, let's talk about the Trump tariffs again. So over the weekend, they said that they were going to give an exemption for smartphones and computer chips. And that was very welcomed by the technology sector. They said 90 days. And then yesterday, they came out and said that it'll be a special tariff for semiconductors, that this is only temporary, pretty much dampened the whole party. So the market, as a result, it wasn't as bullish today as people thought it might have been if they didn't make that announcement. So, okay. For the investors that's wondering, how come they didn't wait to make this announcement? Or how come they didn't make the first announcement on Monday and at least give people an opportunity to exit some positions and then maybe rain on the parade on Wednesday?
I mean, he's given all of his friends, allegedly, inside indicators of what to buy. Shout out to all the Congress people and politicians who bought calls on Apple and NVIDIA as a result.
Friday afternoon.
Just a better question for you, since you go run for office in the next one. Why do you think he keeps changing course so quickly? Like, I had to go to ChatGPT, Claude. I went on Madness. Like, what's the reason behind all of this chaos? And I'm not piling on Trump this episode, but I don't understand why you put out positive news and then the next day damper it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think anybody really knows. I think it's a very erratic behavior. And it's frustrating to like market insiders and hedge fund managers and stuff like that, because it's like, you know, Dan Ives was extremely happy when they had that announcement. Then he said it's like playing golf and they moving the tee in the ninth or the 18th green. So it's just it's very complicated and it's difficult, because it's like, you know, we don't know. But we spoke to an executive at a car company during All-Star Week, and this is before the tariffs thing came out, and he said that it's extremely difficult to do business because we don't know the rules. So you can once you know the rules and you can play the game, but when the rules keep changing, that becomes extremely difficult to play the game. So, you know, when you say that there's a pause on tariffs for electronics, smartphones, and chips, then that's encouraging news for technology. But then when you come out 2 days later and say that there's going to be a special tariff just for chips, well, that's discouraging news. So within a 48-hour cycle, it's going in so many different directions, and it's up, down. That's why it's a very choppy, very, very choppy market right now. That's why a lot of people just wait on the sidelines, because they don't know exactly what to expect. And we all know that the stock market's going to recover over the course of time. But I mean, if we do go into a recession, then you could see another 20% dip in the market. So it's very erratic behavior. I think that he's trying to figure it out on the fly, because especially we haven't talked about the 10-year treasury, but that's something that was extremely alarming to them. That's what they said. Like, that actually made him change his mind more than anything. Mm-hmm. Not only the stock market, but the treasury. And when people stop believing in America and stop, you know, holding American bonds, Japan, that's concerning.
Yeah,
that's concerning for sure. So I think he's trying to balance so much. You see the dollar drop to its lowest level since 2022. I think people are dumping treasury bonds. The stock market is crashing. Then you got world leaders calling you, I'm sure, left and right. So imagine just being in a room with 10,000 things happening simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, damn, I got to do this. Okay, let's reverse course. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do that. And it's not like something that I think is already thought out. I think it's end game. I think he's doing the Peyton Manning, like Omaha. He's calling audibles on the fly.
Yeah, I think this is the epitome of building a plane while flying it. Right, like we're not sure what we're doing, but we're going to try to piece this together as we go. We're going to make an announcement, and then we'll try to figure it out as we do it. It's like last week when it was, well, the 3rd of April when it was, the tariffs were going into effect, and then we saw how the market reacted to it, and then there was a leak that the tariffs were suspended last Monday. Yeah. And it was a leak. That's not true. And then by Wednesday, it actually was true, right? And then Saturday, it's, hey, we're going to suspend tariffs on semiconductors, computers, and technology, pretty much technology stocks were hopeful, like this is great. And then by Sunday, that changes. And who knows what happens tomorrow, right? We really don't have a clue of what's happening. From a business standpoint, it's tough because, number one, you don't know how much you're going to pay, and then you don't know how much you're going to make. And so you don't really know what to tell your shareholders, and you don't know what your revenue is going to be, right? And so the thing that doesn't change for you is the debt.
For sure.
Right. That's the thing that you know for sure is going to happen, right? If you're having cap expenditures and there's debt that's accumulating, that's not going anywhere. How much you're bringing in, how much you're going to pay for that, that is uncertain. So, I mean, the uncertainty in itself is extreme. The recession piece, it almost feels like we were headed for a soft landing. I know, but it was like never going to be a soft landing, but we were headed there. We were headed there, and now we got the self-inflicted wound, and now it almost feels like recession is might be the safest thing. If you hear what Ray Dalio saying, this, the two negative quarters by definition, that might be the safest play. Because we've seen that before, and we've seen how we've recovered from that before. It could be short, maybe it's extended, but we've seen that before. He's saying that potentially there's something worse ahead, which is a new economic world order, which is kind of what we've been alluding to in a smaller sense, where it's like the rising power challenging the emerging power or the existing power, when we kind of know who plays in those roles, versus the value of money, versus internal conflict, versus international conflict, all happening at the same time. Yeah. Which is dangerous.
Incredibly. And for my traders, how Trump is changing his plan day to day, that's how a lot of you are trading right now. Mm-hmm. Please know what your targets are going in to this market, regardless of what he does. So I've always stressed, you need one short target to be able to get cash flow, one long target to help change your life. Second thing I do want to stress, despite how much volatility we have in the market given because of leadership, it's going to be one of the greatest bond opportunities of this decade. I do not want you to forget that point. It felt like this in 2015. It felt like this during Brexit. It felt like the pain was never going to stop. But even in a recession, on average, the last 17 to 19 months, for those of you who are locked in, if you can buy and hold long term, in 3 or 4 years, you are going to be elated. And we'll talk about it later. There are some companies that are dominating. Netflix, one of them. Netflix has moved up my respect level a lot. Visa is what most financial services companies should be. There's still quality out here, despite the BS that's going on with his decision making. So
yeah, quality. I mean, business is still happening, especially when we kind of led with it. But you see the amount of money that's being allocated toward AI development, even in the midst of all this. Right. It's the reason why they all met with him and they continue to meet with him is, yes, part of it is his thought is we've been unfairly treated when it comes to tariffs. But the other part of it is onshore manufacturing. And based on a lot of what especially the Mac 7, they're making a commitment to make sure that at least some of the manufacturing is onshore.
Is it too late?
For a company like Apple, that's going to be tough. For a company like Nvidia, not too late. Because they've already, if you looked at the manufacturing, I know that, and you kind of alluded to it to start the show, but that $500 billion over the course of 4 years, obviously that makes it $125 billion per year toward data center development. That manufacturing is going to start producing its newer products. So Hopper is still being produced. in Taiwan and maybe some of Blackwell, but at this point going forward, and we've seen the rollout till 2027, Blackwell, Rubin, and I forget the name of the 2027 product. Those will, majority of those will probably be manufactured here based on this announcement that they had today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.